各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, may peace be unto you.
今天是2017年的复活节。
Today is the Easter of 2017.
耶稣基督的教会在这个节日宣告那被钉死在十字架上的耶稣第三天从死里复活。
The churches of Jesus Christ declare today, after the third day, Jesus has resurrected.
这是教会一年当中最重要的节期。
This is indeed the most important day in a church.
这耶稣基督从死里复活，更是人类历史当中最大的一件事情。
Indeed, his resurrection is the most important thing in human history.
因为他的死承担了人类罪的刑罚。
Because his death bear the punishment of all the human beings.
使堕落陷于没有盼望、没有未来的人类能够与神和好。
So that the human being who has disobeyed and fought away from the God can become reconciled with God again.
他的复活又向我们显明这位经历死亡又从死里复活的神子。
His resurrection and also taught us that through his death and his experience of death,
正是那一位透过他的救恩使我们得到新生命并引导我们走上人生的新的方向的那一位神。
Through his resurrection, he has given us new life and new direction for our life.
并且越过死亡的捆锁进到永恒。
And overcome the bondage of death into eternity.
但是我们或者会提出一个问题。
Perhaps we're going to raise a question.
从死里复活可能吗?
Is it possible to raise from dead?
这是一个连现代医学都做不到的事情。
This is something that cannot be accomplished by today's science of medicine.
也是一个超越理性而且超越我们经验的事情。
It seems to be surpassing our rationales and our experience.
是真的在人类的历史当中发生吗?
Has this indeed happened in the histories of human beings?
是的,耶稣从死里复活这件事情不是神话,不是传说,不是迷信。
Yes, indeed. His resurrection is not just hearsay. It is not just superstition. It is true.
而是一件在历史当中可以被验证的事实。
It is an event in the history that has withstanding trials and tests.
这或者不能从科学的角度重演。
Perhaps you cannot repeat it from the scientific point of view.
可是确实可以透过历史的角度来证实。
But through historical events, you can actually prove it.
我们今天没有时间详细探讨这个课题。
We will not have time to deeply probe into this subject.
我只能在这里提几本书，请大家自己去看。
I can only mention a few books, and you can go and look it up.
19世纪有一个人用笔名 Frank Morrison 写了一本书。
During the 19th century, a person with pen name Frank Morrison, he wrote a book.
他在书的引言说到，他本来要证明耶稣没有复活的。
In his introduction of this book, his intent was actually trying to prove that Jesus never raised.
最后却反过来写了一本书，确定耶稣真的从死里复活。
But then he was convinced that Jesus indeed has risen from death.
这本书的英文名字叫做 Who Moved the Stone?
The title of this book is 巨石嫌谜。
OK, 那我不用讲中文了。好，那这里有关耶稣复活历史证据的分析是经典之作。
This is indeed a very important, a very precious book to prove from the historical events that God, Jesus has actually risen again.
如果这本书现在不容易找到，你还可以找到一本书的名字叫《铁证待判》。
If you find that book, Who Moved the Stone, it's very difficult for you to find it in the bookstore, but there is another one you can go for. It's called The New Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
New 是因为他们再版过。
The new means the new edition.
如果你要找一本华人自己写的有关复活、耶稣复活辩证的书，大家都很容易找到的是游子吟。
If you prefer to read a book that is written by Chinese, it's written by 冯炳成牧师, it's called The Son of a Traveler or Journal.
我们先前提到耶稣的复活带给全人类的一个盼望和拯救。
We just mentioned that Jesus' resurrection has brought new hope for human beings.
有关他复活对我们的重要性，这是另外一个丰富的课题。
The importance of his resurrection to human beings is yet another very rich subject.
今天我们只能够就以弗所书二章一到十节所读的聚焦于一个焦点。
We can only be focused on today through the passage which is read from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
正如他从死里复活，这个他所成就在我们这些相信他、接受他的人的身上的救恩，也要使我们出死入生。
Just like he has risen out of death into life, that for those of us who are new, we believe in his resurrection, can also be out of death into life.
他如何出死入生，我们也要照样出死入生。
Because of how he was out of the death to life, we can be the same.
保罗在这段经文一开始讲到，你们死在罪恶过犯之中。
In the very beginning of this passage, and Paul said, "We were, you were dead in our transgressions. We were living dead."
这个字不是非常好听。
It is not a pleasing word to your ears.
在 Good Friday 那天晚上，我们城区的儿童 program 里面。
On the Good Friday, 2 days ago, in the COM worship for the children.
MIT 的教授孔敬老师他提到，罪的结果就是死。
Professor Kong of MIT, she preached to the children and told them the result of sin is death.
然后有一个小朋友举手说，老师，这句话这个字尽量不要说。
A child raised his or her hand and says, teacher, please do not, please refrain from using this word.
这已经是父母跟祖父母的影响。
This is probably impacted by parents or grandparents.
但是这段经文的后面几句话也差不多难听。
But the passages follow the first verse are also very difficult for one to accept.
不过良药苦口。
But a good medicine is sometimes taste bitter.
总是需要有人讲真话。
You need someone to be able to speak the truth.
但是为什么说人是死的呢？
Why do we say that people are living dead?
我们坐下面的每个人都好好的活着。
Isn't that we all here are living creatures, are living people?
我们先要了解除了我们基本观念的死亡指的是断气、心跳停止或大脑停止之外。
In our usual our knowledge about death means our heart has stopped pumping and our brain has stopped functioning.
圣经当中讲到死亡根本的意义是人跟神生命的源头隔绝了。
But the true meaning of death in the Bible means we are separated from the source of life, which is separation from God.
好像一枝花在树上非常的漂亮。
Just like a flower or a rose, which is pretty, very pretty, on the tree.
但是它被剪下来之后，是生还是死呢？
But after it being cut off from the tree,whether this flower is living or dead.
画面的这一边看起来是活的。
In one side of the picture is shown to be very lively, very alive.
但是因为和生命的来源隔绝了。
But because it has been cut off from the source of life,
生的表现只是内部残存生命力的一点点的体现而已。
So what it is shown is only the remnant, the remaining part of a little bit of a life.
当残存的生命力耗尽了
，When that get exhausted，
没有办法不面对死亡和凋零。
It will have to inevitably face death。
因此，保罗说：“现在你看起来是活的。”
So Paul says, "You may look like being alive."
但是你的生命有一天会耗尽。
But your life will be exhausted one day.
死亡是你无法逃避的终局。
Death is the ending that you cannot avoid.
不只是肉身的死，而是永恒的死。
Not only you'll be dead physically in your body, but you'll be dead forever.
人神关系的隔绝，具体的表现包括无能。
The separation between human and a God, one manifestation is your death is powerless.
一个肉身死的人不再有生命的现象了。
When a person is dead bodily, there is no more motions, no more phenomenologies out of this person looking alike.
人家打你骂你都没办法回应。
And you cannot answer to any scolding or beating.
无能。
It's powerless.
我们的肉身也许活着。
Maybe physically, our body can still function, can still move.
但是我们基本的生命是在一个无能的状态。
But our life, our basic life, is powerless.
因为为什么无能呢？因为我们的生命被捆绑住了。
Why is it powerless? Because our body has been in bondage.
保罗进一步的说，我们死在罪中。
Paul says we're dead in sin, in transgression.
罪是我们死的原因。
Sin is the real cost of our death.
罪是什么呢？
What is sin?
罪是我们的思想、言语、行为达不到神美善的标准。
Sin means our thoughts, our language, and our actions cannot meet with the standard or the bar set by God.
罪是指我们走向一个背离神的状态。
Death means sin causes us to walk away from God.
我们在人间在特定的时空中，我们定义相对的善与恶。
In our world, in our daily life, we have these two opposite, being good and evil.
但是在相对的标准之上，有一个绝对的标准。
In addition to our standard of to be relative, there's actually an absolute standard.
这标准来自那位绝对的神。
That absolute right and wrong comes from the absolute God.
绝对美善的神按他的形象创造我们。
The absolutely beautiful God created us in His image.
当人活不出这样美善的时候
，When we fall short of living out such image,
我们就在罪中。
We are now in sin.
我们真实的状况是没有神，我们只能够陷立在最终，好像死一样。
In our real situation, without God, we're living in sin, just in sin.
保罗提到我们死的具体的表现是我们被三件事情捆绑住。
Paul specifically described that we are chained by three bondages.
首先是随从今世的风俗。
First thing is we follow the way of the value systems of this world.
风俗好像是指春节要贴春联、放鞭炮、大吃一顿。
Perhaps you say we follow this custom of this world. It's like during the festivities, we're going to eat a lot.
这有什么不好？有什么不对呢？
What's wrong with doing that?
其实这里风俗更合适的解释指的是今世的价值观。
The more important, more appropriate explanation of today's custom means today's sense of value.
例如，自我中心，人不为己，天诛地灭。
For example, you are always self-centered. If you're not for yourself, everything else can perish.
譬如，只要我喜欢，没有什么不可以。
Just like, only if I like, as long as I like, I can do anything.
譬如说竞争。
The other thing is like a competition.
我们从小被教导要竞争，要赢。
We've been taught since we were young, we're going to fight and fight to win.
我们自己竞争，我们要我们的儿女竞争。
We wanted to fight, and we want our children to continue to fight.
我们自己在学校争，我们要我们的儿女在学校争，争读好学校。
We fought during our study time, and we want our children to fight to.Enter into good schools.
例如以追求物质为导向。
For example, everything is aiming at a better material life.
大家不比谁有爱心，谁有美德。
People don't compete as say who has better moral system, who has more love to one another.
我们比什么？我们比谁的车好，谁的房子大，谁的收入多，谁带的包包比较有名。
What do we compare? We compare who has a bigger house, a better car, a bigger purse, and something else.
我们用物质来决定人的价值。
We use the material things to determine the value of a human being.
所以我们被物化，被物质所捆绑。
So we are bounded by the material standard.
我们是在这种情况当中随从今世的风俗。
So through this situation, we are following the sense of the value system of this world.
我们没有办法脱离这种捆绑跟局限。
We feel helpless to be free from this chain of bondage.
第二条绳子叫顺服邪灵。
The second thing is follow the ruler of the kingdom of the air or the evil spirit.
顺服那看不见，但是我们不敢说它不存在的空中掌权者。
There is a ruler of the kingdom of the air, and we cannot see, but we are very afraid of rebelled against it.
简单的说，我曾经去 Brigham Women 去探访一个姐妹。
One day I visited a sister who was in Brigham and Women Hospital.
我搭电梯看那电梯的号码。
I was riding an elevator. I was watching this the floor number on the in the elevator.
十、十一、十二、十四、十五。
Floor number 13 is skipped.
13楼消失了吗?
Did floor 13 disappear?
西方人不敢用，因为怕不吉利。
Well, this is a Western custom that 13 is not a good fortune. It's a bad number.
我们东方人呢，电梯是一二三五。
For the Oriental, for people from Asia, we skip number 4.
我们也忌。
Because it rhymes with 死亡。
在东方，结婚搬家要找黄历看风水。
In Asia, whether you are moving or you are getting married, you look up the calendar to find the best day.
你不要以为知识分子不会。
Well, don't just say that the intellectuals will not do this.
政府高官出问题了，第一步回办公室找风水师，以自己办公室的摆设。
When something goes wrong with the high officials in the government, the first thing they would do is to find a feng shui priest.
在西方，算命、塔罗牌、玩水晶、交鬼。
In the Western world, it's likewise. They played many of the superstitious games.
这个强调科学发达的时代，说邪灵看不见，所以是迷信。
So in this world, you cannot see those evil spirits. You call them superstition.
我们不信这些吗？我们没有被这些捆绑住吗？
Do we really not believe in them? Are we still in bondage with them?
第三条绳子最直接的是我们被私欲捆绑住。
The third item is very direct. It says we are craving for their sinful nature.
自私无止境的贪婪。
Selfishness and longing for more wealth.
最近有人从中国贪官的忏悔录整理出贪腐的三个心态。
So there's recent publication about three attitudes.Of the people, they 贪官。
第一个是不平衡。
First is lack of balance in their heart.
为什么呢？小老百姓地位比我低，赚的比我多，生活比我好。
The government officials feel out of space because those ordinary people. Why is that they're making more money than I do?
第二个是侥幸。
Second is not being fortunate or fortunate.
我的技巧很高，我应该不会被抓到。
Oh, I have a great skill of stealing the government money, and I will never be caught.
第三最根本的是贪欲。
The third is 贪欲。Greed. Sorry.
有官员贪污了，人家说他有一亿家财了，干嘛还贪呢？
Official, he was very greedy, and he has $100 million in his bank. 10 million.
$100 million
is right. $100 million is right. Why is he still stealing more money?
我们都了解。
We all understand. We all understand because there's no limit to how much more you want.
前面竞争争到了骄傲。
The first competition or first fighting is to fight for your pride.
争不到，嫉妒。
If you cannot get it, then you become jealousy.
我们从小受到无数的道德品格教育。
We have been educated through the level of standard, the moral standard.
但是当碰上的时候，我们的品格道德教育远远比不上我们心里的私欲对我们的影响。
Yet our evil desires always overcome the education that we have.
因为它是第三条绑住我们的绳子。
Because that is the third bondage, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.
所以因为罪的缘故，我们与神隔绝。
Because of our sin, we are separated from God.
我们无能活出美善。
We are powerless in terms of living out a good life.
重要的是我们的结局是神公义的审判。
The more important thing is our destiny is the wrath of God.
永死。
Forever separated or died from our life.
不管你在这个世上赚多少钱，有多少成就，你的结局是神的审判。
No matter how much money you make or how accomplished you are, your destiny is God's judgment.
难道我们的人生就在这样没有盼望的绝望当中吗？
Is that really the case? And our life is without any hope.
但是我们不必都是毫无盼望的。
But we need not to be.Without hope.
因为公义的神为我们预备了救恩。
Because the righteous God has prepared a salvation for us.
耶稣的死与复活把我们从先前所讲的死的境况当中拯救出来。
Jesus' resurrection has raised us from the eternal punishment.
这里讲到上帝的作为带给我们三个层面的功效。
So God's work has brought us to three aspects of our new life.
这三重功效正好是耶稣从死里复活和复活之后的三个阶段。
The three consequences are exactly the three steps of how Jesus was risen from death.
从死里复活，在世上四十昼夜，然后升天，然后在天上掌权。
Jesus rose from death, and he.Was on this earth for 40 days. Then he was ascended to heaven to reign with God. Here it tells us we'll be united with him. We'll be resurrected with him. We'll be ascending to the heaven together with him. And we'll rule the world together with God.
These three things are in the future that will be completely fulfilled.
These three events will be finished in the future, will be accomplished, ended in the future. But they all have meaning for our life today. The first is for us to come out from death into life. In the future, our physical body will still die.
但是耶稣再来的时候，我们的肉身会复活。
But when Jesus comes back again, even our physical being will be resurrected.
但是复活也有现世象征的意义。
It also has the real meanings for your life, for your time today.
本来我们是死的，现在神使我们活过来了。
We were dead, but now God has made us alive.
我们的生命重新与生命的源头神连结了。
Our life is reconnected with the source of life, which is God.
好像一株被剪下来的花，重新而且完美的接回到树上去。
It's just like the cut flower has been reconnected to the source or the stem of the tree.
所以我们可以得到新生命。
So we can receive new life.
我们可以源源不绝地得到生命的供应。
We will continue to receive the endless supply of life.
因此我们不再无能，不再受捆绑了。
So we'll no longer be powerless to be in bondage.
我们有能力 崩断我们身上的锁链。
We have the ability to break away from the chain.
我们有能力活出新生命的样式。
We have the ability to live out a new life.
对一个刚信主的人，新生命或者需要成长。
For a new Christian, a new life needs to grow up.
但是有新生命在我们里面，这已经是事实，使我们有盼望。
With the new life in you, it's a true fact that brings hope into your life.
此外，我们有一个新的地位。
Second, we have a new position.
我们不只活了，我们和基督一同升到天上。
When we become alive again, not only we're going to ascend to heaven with Jesus.
这当然指的是耶稣再来的时候，我们不只复活，还要被提。
This talks about not only that we will come alive, but also will raise up with Jesus.
但是在现世的意义当中，升代表地位上的提升。
Today, the ascending or the if you use the word rapture means our new position in Christ.
我们原来好像是一个奴隶，被三条锁链捆绑的奴隶。
We used to be like a slave being chained by three chains.
现在我们成为神的儿女了。
Now we become children of God.
我们有尊贵和超凡的地位了。
We have a superior position.
如果我们读过而且熟悉浪子的故事。
If you remember or familiar with the story of the prodigal son.
当小儿子回到父亲家的时候。
When this younger son came back to his father's house.
他不再从事卑贱的职业了。
He will no longer to be a slave for someone else.
他穿上袍子，戴上戒指，恢复到尊贵儿子的身份。
His father gave him the rope, the ring, and he's restored into the sonship.
所以对每一个神的儿女而言，
to every God's son,
不管你在社会的地位如何，
no matter your position in a society,
不管你是博士、硕士或者什么都不是。
Whether you have a PhD, a master, or you have no college degree,
你是神的儿女。
You are children of God.
不管你是开宾士车或者只能搭地铁。
Whether you're driving a Benz or you're taking the T,
你是尊贵的王子。
You are a prince.
因为我们已经与耶稣基督一同高升了。
Because we have been raised with Jesus Christ.
第三，我们有一个荣耀的新使命。
Thirdly, we have a new mission.
神呼召我们和耶稣一同掌权。
God has called us to rule with Jesus, with Christ.
我们的主是宇宙和人类的统治者。
Our God, our Jesus Christ, is the ruler of the universe.
他邀我们和他一同治理这个宇宙。
And he invites us to rule the universe together with him.
我们看现在这个世界被魔鬼和人类搞得乱糟糟的。
We see the world we're in today is being destroyed by human being and by the evil spirit.
但是耶稣来到世上就是要建立他的国度在世上。
But when Jesus comes back again, he's going to restore his kingdom.
并且要我们和他一同治理。
And he wants us to rule with him.
将来有一天神要完全的更新跟这个改变这个世界。
So one day, Jesus will restore this world.
但是你知道，现在我们已经和他一起在这个世上治理了。
But you should know, even today, now, we are ruling in this world with him.
透过我们的参与和影响力，将神的国实现在这个世上。
Through our participation and our influences, we're going to live through, we're going to carry as a testimony of his kingdom in this world.
将愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，实现在这个世界上。
So may your kingdom come. May you be
will be done.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we manifest his will, his kingdom in this world.
所谓治理现在指的是用生命的见证来影响这个世界。
So to rule this world today with him is to use your testimony, your testifying your faith to this world.
借着我们的投入发出光，发出爱。
Through our participation, through us being a Christian, then we can manifest his love. We have his love manifest through us.
这种 这种治理方式不是透过以暴制暴、以力治理的方式。
It is not through violence. It is not through enforcement.
这个星期我和张长老我们轮流在城区讲马可福音，这几个星期。
For the last several weeks, we're preaching through the book of Mark.
我们看到耶稣建立神进了耶路撒冷，建立神国的榜样是超乎我们想象的。
We saw how Jesus entered Jerusalem and taught his disciple and the great mass and how to live, how to be an example for this world.
他是以爱胜恨，以善胜恶。
With love to overcome the hatred, with the good virtue to overcome the evil deeds.
以最卑微的形象来彰显神的荣耀。
To glorify God, manifest glory God, the glory of God through the most humble attitude.
以宽容来回应人对他的背叛。
Through forgiveness to forgive people, humans' rebellions against him.
以谅解来回应他的门徒的失败。
Use forgiveness of his disciples to forgive them for giving him up or rebelled against, walked away from him.
以沉默来面对不公义的指控。
Although he was trialed and being accused, he responded with silence.
这是我们改变世界彰显神国的途径。
This is the way as Christians to change this world.
这是我们参与治理神国的方式。
This is how we to participate in ruling this world.
我们正是这样被神呼召出来，活出这个新的人生的目标。
We are called by God to live through, to manifest a new direction for our life.
但是这一切的成就是本乎神的爱、恩典和怜悯。
This accomplishment is a salvation by God's grace.
完全是耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩所带来的恩典。
It is solely accomplished by the salvation of His grace on the cross.
我们没有功劳。我们也不需要付任何的代价。
We have done no deed, and we don't need to pay any price.
我们只需要领受。
All we need to do is to accept.
靠什么而领受呢？
Accept by what?
信。
Through faith.
所以这里说你们得救是本乎恩也，因着信。
So you're saved by grace through faith.
这不是自己的功劳。
It is not by your own deed.
完全是神白白的恩典。
It is completely the grace of God.
在英国的街头，有一个人。
On a street in England, there was a person.
身形憔悴，衣衫褴褛，坐在街头。
He looked very weak, meek, and he sat by the street.
他的身前放着一个小提琴的琴盒。
There is a case in there. There is a violin in front of him.
盒里面放着一把破旧的小提琴。
A very old, run-down violin sat in the case.
盒子上面写着拍卖。
On the box it says this is for sale.
那把小提琴那么破旧，有谁要买？
It looks so broken, so run down, and who is going to buy this violin?
所以他在那里坐了很久，都没有人理他，更没有人出价。He
sat there for a long time, and no one wanted to buy.
后来有一个绅士停下来了。
A gentleman walked by and stopped.
他拿起小提琴，从洞里倒出了两只蟑螂的尸体。
So he poured out from the holes of this violin. Two 蟑螂叫什么
cockroaches
还有
一大堆脏东西
and other debris
然后拿出了白手帕把小提琴擦拭干净
then he took out a pair of white gloves and wiped this violin clean
当灰尘被擦去之后小提琴的光泽和质感显出来了
after he wiped the dust the violin becomes shiny.
旁边的人开始有人说我用100英镑买这一架小提琴。
Someone says I can buy this with 100 pounds.
接下来这个绅士开始调整琴弦。
Then this gentleman was adjusting the string on the violin.
调弦后试音。
After which he tested the violin.
然后这个小提琴发出了清亮的声音。
Then beautiful sound came out of this violin.
旁边有一个人说1000块。
So someone else says, oh, I can buy this with 1,000 pounds.
等试完音以后，这位绅士拉起了一首乐章。
Then afterwards, this gentleman played a melody.
这架琴的价值才真正的显示出来。
Then the true value of this violin was known.
这最后这架琴被以多少钱卖出不重要。
Exactly how much it was sold for is perhaps not important.
最重要的是一把蒙尘的小提琴在过去的岁月中被侵蚀埋没之后。
It is perhaps more important a violin who has been deserted in the past.
在这位绅士的整修中显示出他本来是杰作。
Through this gentleman's work and had shown the fact this violin was a good workmanship.
我们的人生好像是那样的一座琴。
Our life is just like that violin.
但是神的救恩改变我们，雕塑我们，成为杰作。
God's salvation has changed us to become a remarkable workmanship of God.
这是二章第十节说的，我们原是他的杰作。
It is said in the chapter 2, verses 10, we are the workmanship of God.
是在耶稣基督里造成的。
It is done so in Jesus Christ.
在他的救恩当中，他让我们成为他的杰作。
Through his salvation, we become the marvelous workmanship of God.
目的是要我们活出一个和以往不同的人生。
The purpose is for us to live a different life, different from our past.
不再是死的人生。
No longer a life of death.
而是一个活着在天上掌权的人生。
But so as a life that can rule from heaven.
我们愿意成为他的杰作吗？
Do you, do I, do we all want to become his workmanship?
让我们成为神的杰作。
Let us be his workmanship.
让我们真正活出一个神的杰作应该有的样式。
So we will live with the life that marks the workmanship of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们在你复活的日子，我们再一次把自己奉献在你的手中。
Our Heavenly Father, in your day of resurrection, we rededicated us to you.
我们原是你的杰作。
We were your workmanship.
是你造成的。
Because you have created us.
是你让我们出死入生的。
You have brought us out of death into life.
是在你的复在你的救恩以及复活的大能当中，我们得以成为你的杰作。
Through your salvation and through your resurrection, we become once again your workmanship.
主啊，让我们不辜负你从死里复活的救恩。
So we will be worthy of your resurrection.
活出一个出死入生的样子。
To live a new life that is out of death into life.
让我们的生命可以彰显你的荣耀。
So we can manifest your glory.
在彰显荣耀当中经历你复活的大能。
And once again, we experience through your resurrection in our life.
我们这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.